Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Classes of Mail. My name is Alan Gigax, and we come to you today under auspicious circumstances. Dude, you would not believe the letter that I got delivered to me at my station today. With me today is special guest Michael Brazemley, my running mate for Branch 2502. Michael, say hello.
Hi, everyone.
Yeah, buddy. So, dude, when I got this letter, we knew we had to come on here and address it. All right, so let me set the stage for you. I'm putting my mail up in the morning at my station, and the supervisor comes over and hands me a letter. And it's been through the processing, and has a canceled stamp on it. And it says, it's addressed to East Las Vegas Post Office, attention Alan Gigax, with the station's address. And then in the return address, it reads CLC, Las Vegas, Nevada. So I know the CLC. I like those guys. Let me see what this is about. So I open it up, and it is not a letter from the CLC. It is a letter that is sent to me anonymously, because you know how who sends anonymous letters? Fucking cowards. And here we go. This is how it opens. This letter is for anyone who plans to challenge the present officers of NALC Branch 2502. Really? For anyone who plans to challenge? As if this is being sent to somebody besides me. Michael, did you get one of these letters today?
No, I did not.
No, you did not. Isn't that something? Yeah, I'm almost positive I know who this letter came from. It was not a official of the concerned letter carriers, but I can't prove that I know who it came from, so I'm just going to keep reading. Because this person identifies themselves. They write, to continue, I am a retired letter carrier here in Southern Nevada. They used to be involved with their union activities. Even though I was not a shop steward, I did attend a few NALC conventions as a delegate over the years. So I'm not super plugged into everybody who used to be in the branch, but this does not identify anybody that I know, and I'm pretty sure that this is bullshit. Michael, does that sound like somebody you know, somebody who's retired but wasn't a steward?
I don't think it's somebody or anybody who's retired. They know too much information what's going on in the branch for it to be retired.
Yeah, because it would have to be one of our more prominent retirees, and it's just not plausible. So as I said, we're pretty sure we know who this actually came from. All right, moving on. It has been brought to my attention that there are a few of you that plan to challenge the present officers of the branch as president, executive vice president, and vice president. If you are considering, I ask that you review a few of the questions below. Isn't that something? This person actually had our candidacy brought to their attention. We're important, Michael.
I know, right?
You're a big deal.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm so glad they actually is actually listening to this podcast.
I know they probably are.
Yeah.
If you're hearing yourself, I hope you're excited.
Thanks for listening.
All right. It has also been brought to my attention that some of you have been broadcasted on social media. Now, there are some typos and some grammatical errors in here, and I'll give the person the benefit of the doubt, right? They write that some of you have been broadcasted on social media. They probably mean you're broadcasting on social media, and some of you being me. And they specify podcasts, Facebooks, etc. Broadcasting on social media your personal opinions of the local branch officers. You all do realize what is said goes out nationally for all to hear and see. Forgive the grammar here. I'm reading it as it's written. But, yeah. Michael, did you realize that podcasts go out for all to hear and see?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, our numbers have never been better. Podcast is doing gangbusters. All right, so now we get to the series of questions. And, guys, I got to tell you, there's a bunch of gotcha questions in here that we're going to have to deal with. Now, we said in our platform episode that we would foster and encourage an environment where question asking is accepted and even, you know, encouraged, and that it's okay to you know, bring up issues. And look at this. This is our first opportunity to put that to the test.
Yes,
and here we are. This is exactly what we're doing.
Yep.
So we're going to go through every single one of these questions that this person feels like we should ask ourselves before we decide to run for president. And I got to tell you, Michael, I fucking love this first question. This first question is like the biggest self-own. It goes as follows. do you know what the bylaws are and what they contain of this branch? And yes, that was another, let's call it a typo. Michael, do you know what the bylaws are?
Well, I've read the bylaws only because we never got the bylaws ever since I've been in the branch 2502. Yeah. I actually had to ask our secretary, and he actually gave me the copy of the bylaws.
Yeah, I went through the same thing. I also wanted to get a copy of the bylaws, and it just so happens the link to them on our website is broken. And so can't get the bylaws there. Mm-hmm. So I had to ask four times to get the bylaws. Go ahead. But
didn't you read the bylaws where it says that they're supposed to give it to the carriers when they first get hired?
Isn't that something? Oh. Not only have I read the bylaws, but yeah, in the bylaws, it says that everybody's supposed to get a copy of the bylaws, including new employees. And oddly enough, new employees aren't getting a copy of the bylaws because they're not around. And apparently because the current officers aren't interested in abiding by the bylaws. And there's more examples than just that. But yeah, the very first thing, do you know what the bylaws are and what they contain of this branch? Yeah, dude, that's why I'm running, because the bylaws are being ignored. Let me give you guys another example of what's in the bylaws that really rubs me the wrong way. When the branch, I know I've talked about this on other episodes, but this questioner brought it up, and so I feel like it needs to be addressed. When the branch pays for an officer to travel or someone from the branch to travel to go get training or to attend a special meeting, then when they get back, within 45 days, they are supposed to hold a seminar at our branch office at the Union Hall so that people can come and, you know, you pass along that knowledge. And if they don't hold that class for anyone who's interested within 45 days, they're supposed to pay the branch back for that expense. The number of classes that are held in our branch is zero. And how many times do you think our branch has been paid back for that travel? It's just another part of the bylaws that they are not interested in. It reminds me of a scene from Pulp Fiction when they're at Quentin Tarantino's house and they say, hey, Quentin Tarantino asks him, when you came pulling in here, did you get handed some bylaws? No, you didn't. You know why you didn't get those fucking bylaws? Because abiding by the bylaws ain't our fucking business. That's why. And apparently that's the way our branch is being run. So I hope that addresses question number one. Yes, we do in fact know what the bylaws are and what they contain of this branch. All right, next. Do you know how to properly preside over a union meeting? Well, it just so happens that a few weeks ago on this podcast, I read through Robert's Rules of Order and talked about the proper running of a meeting. And on that episode, it makes me worry that this person's not a listener. Because on that episode, yeah, I talked about how to actually run the meeting, what the rules are, how to make sure everybody gets their voice. And Michael, isn't that also part of our platform?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And then talking about the Robert's Rule, well, I would imitate our branch presidents we have right now. And it is a learning experience. So if I remember correctly, in the bylaws and our constitution says that anybody can run for office.
It does say that.
Yeah.
Dude, that's
true. It doesn't say that you have to have all this knowledge.
That doesn't include us, though, right?
I guess. I don't know.
Maybe it does. Yeah. All right. So, yes, we do know how to preside over a meeting. And thank you for asking, whoever this person is. Next, other than grievances, do you fully know all of the responsibilities of the branch president, vice, and executive? Now, all, that's a big word. Probably not. You know, I'll be honest, I probably don't know every single thing that person has to do. But you know who also doesn't know every single thing that person has to do? The current branch president, vice, and executive. I can't speak to the executive. She seems very competent to me and maybe does do all that stuff. And, you know, the point is, this stuff is laid out in the Constitution, which, you know, I'm reading right now
and
on classes of mail and in the bylaws. So, yeah. It's laid out. And then when we were at the convention, we went to the classes about running the branch finances and branch communication and things like that. And yeah, I feel like we're ready for that. Michael, do you feel ready?
Oh, we went to that class, so you know, hopefully that wasn't for nothing.
Speaking of that, what's funny is that we went to that class. We went to a class on branch leadership, and it was talking about how if people have something to contribute to your branch, you want to make sure like you embrace that and you don't hold those people back. And we look over to our left, and our current branch president is sitting over there. And it's like, dude, how is this guy in the same class? And yeah, I guess it doesn't always take. All right, next, do you know the requirements of ULAN, U-L-A-N? And then the next question dovetails in that. Do you know what ULAN is? So that is the United Labor Alliance of Nevada. And no, I didn't have to look that up. This is how unions like work together and help each other out. Michael, you ever heard of ULAN?
Yes, I have heard of ULAN, but to be honest, yeah. I don't know the whole function of the ULAN, but I am sure as the president of the branch that I will find out. Yeah. And that I will do what I need to do to be united with the ULAN and get things done.
We plan to be fully active parts of the labor movement in Southern Nevada. And so this is something that is fully achievable. Yes, we're already familiar with the United Labor Alliance of Nevada. Next, Michael, this is a real stumper. All right, put your thinking cap on. Yeah. Do you know what AFL-CIO is?
Yes, the AFL-CIO, I do know what it is. It is the American Federation of Labor and Congress of Industrial Organization. In reality, the shortest term of it is that they are the overseer of pretty much all the unions, including ours.
Yeah, the NALC is part of the AFL-CIO.
And yes, I do know what they are.
All right, we're doing pretty good on these questions so far. Yeah. So far, you know, thank you, anonymous writer. Chicken shit writer, for sending this to us, because these have been great questions so far. Next, do you know who the local Nevada, it specifies in here Nevada, thank you, because we didn't know where our locality was. Do you know who are the local Nevada members of AFL-CIO, and do they know you by name?
Well, I have met Susie Martinez, who is the secretary treasurer of AFL-CIO, and she does know my name by Michael. And I do know a few more people that's in the AFL-CIO, and including that I am a member of the APALA group, which is the Asian Pacific American Labor Alliance of AFL-CIO. And I am currently running for vice president on that too. So I am a very active in the AFL-CIO. I was not currently before, but hey, I do give thanks to our branch president, because he did send me to a COPE conference, and that's where I got to meet everybody at the AFL-CIO. Nice. And that's why I got to meet Susie Martinez over at the AFL-CIO. Mm-hmm. And he did introduce me to her, and I did go, but that's what he did. And then I went around and introduced myself to everybody that I could think of.
And there you go. So wait a minute. Now, if I'm at a big disadvantage here, because mm-hmm. this question has me dead to right. They do not know my name. So does that mean, like, it's possible to just be introduced to people?
Yes, it is.
I don't understand. How could that work?
Yeah.
Like, if you don't know somebody, you can be like, hey, I'm Alan, and then, like, they'll know my name after that?
And here's the thing. They have a lot of conferences, and they have a lot of meetings that you can qualify to go as long as you go to all the meetings at our branch. Mm. And because I do go to most of the meetings, that I am qualified to go all those. And the sad part is the majority of the people that goes to our meeting is retirees. And they are the ones who vote themselves to go to these meetings. And they vote me out because I don't have a lot of active carriers that go to our branch meetings. And so we're going to really need a lot of active carriers to start going to our branch meetings and actually have active members who actually go, are working for the Postal Service to be able to go to all these meetings and be active in the our union.
Yeah, agreed. All right, so I think that answers that question. Next, do you know who are your local political representatives, and do you have a personal relationship with them? So, well, go ahead.
I do know the local political representatives, and I do know who they are. I just don't want to mention their names. And they are, they're also, I'm sure, they are doing the LCPF, which is a local letter carrier political fund.
Yeah.
And so, yes, I do know who they are.
Yeah, there you go. And again, it's definitely, this is a hurdle that can be overcome, right? We can say, hi, I'm Alan. Hi, I'm Michael, if we haven't met them. Have any of you served on a Step A/B team?
I can answer that too.
Please do.
Jonathan, who is running for executive vice president, he is currently doing formal A's.
Yep.
Step B is a business agent's office that I'm not running for.
Yeah, okay? None of us are running for that. And none of the current union officers are formal or Step B either.
Yeah,
because so that's a business agent.
I don't know that question. And the fact that Step B is for business agent's level. And yeah. And none of us that I know of is running for that position.
Dude, good times. Have any of you attended the Leadership Academy offered by NALC?
I can answer that question too.
Go ahead.
Because I was strictly told by our branch president, executive VP, and the vice president, called me at a private phone conversation, so I guess it's not going to be private anymore, that as long as they are the officers of our branch, then as long as I don't provide to listen to their instructions, then I will never be allowed to do anything in the NALC. And so that means no leadership academy, no formal aid training, no training of any kind, which is ridiculous because I have 10 years experience as the steward. And all I've done is ask them to train me more so I can be better to go to help out the carriers. And our branch office have basically told me that I will never be allowed to learn any more to be better to help out our carriers.
Well, it turns out they were mistaken about that, because you are going to be the next branch president, and that's where this attitude is going to change. So I'm going to take a break from this letter for just a second to talk about, this is one of the key differences between Michael and Jonathan and me and who we currently have down at our union hall, because we actually want as many people as possible to be as trained up as possible. If it were possible to get every single steward in Las Vegas certified, and North Las Vegas, Henderson, and Boulder City, to be certified as a formal A, that's what we would want to do. Get everybody trained up, everybody as qualified as possible, everybody is as coached up, as strong as possible. And the whole idea of like intentionally holding that back from people who want to help the union is madness. And I can tell you that attitude ends at this next election. Dude. All right, moving on. Do any of you know any national officers, and do they know you by name?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
In fact, during the convention, I got to meet a lot of the officers. I guess I kind of did not talk to Brian Renfro or Paul Barner, yeah. but I do know James Henry very well, including back in the day when he was an RAA, which is regional assistant, and for our business agent. And he came here to do a lot of training, and he knew that I fought hard for my carriers at my station, for especially for harassments. And he has helped me a lot to make that work. And so he knows me by name. And so when you say that I don't know who any of the officers, that's BS, because I know James Henry very well.
Yeah. And of course, he knows me by name as well. And he called me a couple days ago to confirm that he will be coming on my podcast in the near future. Well, all right. I mean, it hasn't happened yet. When this airs, it'll still be in the future, because it's still in my future. But yeah, that will be happening. Yeah, there are national officers who know me by name, and Chris Jackson, who I've met as well. And yeah, there are. So, dude, we're doing pretty well on this. You know, maybe this letter actually came from somebody who is a closet supporter of us. Because I got to tell you, if they're planning on holding us down, this is a total backfire. All right, moving on. Do you know who our business agents are, and do they know you by name?
Oh, boy. They know me by name very well.
Yeah, they do.
Keisha Lewis is our business agent. Yep. And I've sent her many emails. I've called her multiple times, and I've had many times where branch president was so angry that I called her. So I do know that she knows my name very right. well.
Yeah, and of course, my Carrier Academy issue went through the business agent's office, and you guys have all heard that story. But then there's also national business agent Mike Cariff, who we've gotten to know, and I have an agreement in principle with him as well to come onto the podcast and do some education. So there's that upcoming. So, yeah. And then, of course, the future business agent for Region 8, Corey Walton. I've had a few conversations with that fella as well. So, yeah. Yeah, another yes. Dude, we are crushing this letter.
Right.
Yeah, dude, we're killing it. Do you know who are the present postmasters of Las Vegas, North Las Vegas, Henderson, and Boulder City, and do they know you?
Well, let me answer that question also.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I do know that we got a new postmaster of Las Vegas, and I do know his first name is supposed to be Frank. I thought maybe somebody said Frank Lynn, but who knows? Okay. Yeah. And
Franklin is a first name. That's a full first name.
That's yeah.
It's hard to tell, right?
It could be Frank Lynn. I don't know. Okay.
Look, if you don't know the name of the postmaster who just got into our city like 2 weeks ago,
You're not a week ago.
Ah, well. Okay, then I'm gonna let that slide. All right. You know, this may be an obstacle we can overcome.
But here's what I do know.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that all those postmasters will know my name very well.
You goddamn right. And that goes right into the next question, which is the same question about station managers. And yeah, obviously that's who we'll be dealing with. And yeah, they're going to know our names all too well. But you know, ideally, we're going to train up. This will take time, but we're going to train up informal A's to also be formal A's so that they can handle these things within their own station. And it frees up the folks down at the hall to do high-level stuff, to do leadership, to do training, to do the things that we're supposed to do that are in our bylaws. You remember bylaws from the first question? Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, if I don't know the name of every station manager, I'm not inviting them over to my cookout anyway. That's not the kind of cozy relationship I want to have with them. I'll call them asshole number one and asshole number two for all I care.
Are you going to the next question?
I'm going to get to the next question.
Yeah. I thought you're talking about the station manager. So.
Yeah, that's the next question. Managers. From postmaster to station manager. Yeah, I didn't write these. I'm just reading them. So yeah, we can handle it. All right, next. Do you know any or all of the members of the local labor relations?
No, you skipped it.
How many station managers do you know other than yours?
Oh, I'm just going to just answer a quick question to that.
All right, go ahead.
A quick answer to that
question. Yeah, dude, I don't want to hold you back.
Most managers, yes, I do know a lot of the managers.
All right.
But most of them hate me.
You're goddamn right. Yeah, we're not trying to have this cozy relationship where we make sweetheart deals with management, where we settle grievances without even looking at them. That is not the kind of administration that we are going to run, which is, again, part of the reason that we want to have the people most invested in those grievances handling their grievances.
Now, don't get me wrong. They're not hating me just because they don't like how I look or whatever.
Okay.
They're hating me because I keep filing grievances because they broke the rules.
You're damn right. Damn right. Yep. All right. Next. Do you know all the members of the local labor relations team? Do they know you by name?
We don't have to say their names, but here's one thing I do know.
Yeah.
One of the HR guys that I used to work with, he used to be a clerk at Summerlin.
Oh.
And he told me one day, he goes, man, how is it that your name goes through all the emails, through all the management's computers? You are like the number one name around all the computers.
Yeah.
I said, oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're damn right. Mm-hmm. And I know one of the labor relations guys. He used to be a supervisor at my station at East Las Vegas, and he was a really good dude. He was one of the good ones. And, you know, he got passed over for a promotion. There was another supervisor at our station who was a real hard ass, and we didn't like that person nearly as much. And of course, that's the person who got the promotion. And so, yeah, anyway, I know that guy too. And, you know, I haven't seen him in a long time, but when I would run into him down at the Carrier Academy, we would always say hi to each other, and it was cordial. But regardless, our relationship with these people, it's not going to be a come over to my house and have dinner. You know, it's going to be a grievance and, you know, management relationship. So, all right, moving on.
No, we're going to have a good meeting.
It'll be a working relationship.
Where it's going to be, if they broke the rules, then we're going to be the one that's coming out at the top.
And it's not like we're not going to be civil. Like, I get along very well with the supervisors at my station. But I also will call them on the carpet as needed. And if you're at my station, you know that that's the case. All right, moving on. Do you know who is the manager of human resources and do they know you by name? I want to take this one.
Okay.
Because if you listen to my episode about how I got fired from the Carrier Academy, that was dealing with the human resources lady. And oh my goodness, what a piece of work that person was. And you know, with this letter writer, why is this anonymous chicken shit letter writer so interested in everybody knowing each other's names? Like, is that like, getting back to question number one about the bylaws, like that's not in the bylaws that you have to have people's names memorized and they have to have your names memorized. Like it doesn't seem like that's...
I mean, just like the bylaws said that all you have to be is a member of the union and you have the right to run any position in the union.
I don't know if this person without any type of
qualification.
Yeah, I don't know if the letter writer agrees with
but
that
I do
part.
Know that people do list to want to see what kind of a qualification we've got.
Yeah.
And so I think we've told a lot of the qualifications, but I do know number one thing is that we will fight for all the carriers.
You're damn right. Absolutely right. All right. Another name quiz. We'll just go through these last few. Do you know who the manager of safety is? Do you know who is the manager of training? Do you know any of the officers of the APWU, and do they know you? So, guys, it's a meet and greet down there. I guess that's what's going on, right? If the half of these questions are...
Just to answer a quick answer to the APW thing, yes, I do know because the vice president of APW works at my station.
Oh, there you go. Yep. And, of course, when we're down at the Union Hall, we'll be sharing a building with the APWU. So... half of these questions are about, do you know this person? Do they know you? Like, how is that the qualification for being an effective leader? This is ridiculous. So this fan letter that came to me at my station, that's all the questions. Yeah, I'm going to read the last paragraph. Don't you worry about that. These are the questions that we need to ask ourselves. And so, look, Michael and I are about transparency. We got sent this list of questions, and we're answering them, all right? And this is, let's assume this was intended to be criticism. Well, we're owning the criticism and addressing it, and that's the way it's going to stay. So if you want branch leadership that you can talk to, that you can address your issues with, here we are, addressing the issues. And now we move on to the salutation. The sign-off. As you can see, these are just a few of many other questions I ask you to consider as you contemplate on running for an officer of this branch. Again, forgive the grammar. I'm reading it as it's written. Perhaps take the next couple of years or so and familiarize yourself with the actions and duties of the officers of this branch. I'm sure there is a lot more to learn. And again, one final grammatical error to finish it off. Go ahead.
All right. Well, first of all, it says to give it 2 years to learn all that extra stuff.
A couple of years or so.
Well, that's kind of funny because the branch president, executive vice president, and the vice president told me personally they'll never allow me to learn any more in our branch or the national. They will all forcibly make sure that I can't go anywhere to learn any more things. So how is that possible?
And if... that's exactly right, right? We're actively being held back by current branch leadership. I mean, dude, I am still an alternate steward. Despite the leadership I'm giving at my station, despite the grievances I'm filing, they will not make me a full steward, even though there is a vacancy at my station. So yeah, that's what we're up against. And that's that entrenched force that we're fighting. The real point of this letter... this is what we're up against. This is the inertia that's at the branch office right now at the hall where knowing people's names is more important than knowing how to effectively run a branch, how to effectively teach people, how to effectively empower the people at your branch who are doing the work. This is what they're focused on. Whose name do you know? I don't give a shit what your name is. If you can help the branch, you're on board. I'm going to do whatever I can to empower you to help the branch. And if you're fighting against the branch, then to use an old-timer's expression, your name is mud. And we're going to be going after you, and we're going to do what it takes to protect our little carriers. No. Go ahead. Go ahead.
As officers, we will never retaliate.
Oh, no. No, that's not what I mean. Yeah, not against our own people. I'm more thinking in terms of management. But yeah. Dude, you're exactly right, right? We have a non-retaliation policy that we absolutely will strictly adhere to. Let that message be heard loud and clear. If you are currently a formal A and you're worried what's going to happen when Michael and Jonathan and I get elected, you're going to still be a formal A. You may have to survive your own station election, but that, you know, I don't know if that's going to be an issue for you or not. That's got nothing to do with me. But if you want to serve the branch, we want you to serve the branch. and that is not going to change.
Dude. All right. That's, I hope more people will actually send us some more letters.
Yeah,
maybe.
Send us letters.
And we'll answer all those questions.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, this was really something. Oh, and of course, I have access to people in the CLC, and this letter did not come. It was not authorized by the CLC. So there's that as well. So in addition to being a chicken shit, this person also a liar. So that is the letter from a coward. And I think we covered it.
Yeah.
All right. We look forward to getting more viewer or listener mail. That's all for now, guys. Thanks for listening. Catch you next time.